This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's Kevin after the hour. This is our weekly overview of the world of news talk radio, the Talk Radio Review, with some eminent talk radio personalities in attendance. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, who participates with me every day on the DJV program, also co-hosts the morning program on KRLA, The Answer, in Los Angeles. Rick Jensen's here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones from DC Radio Company. And we're joined today, I'm not sure this is the first time Benson's been on, but he hasn't been here very much. Chad Benson, who hosts afternoons at KTAR in Phoenix and does a morning program on Radio America, the originating network for the Talk Radio Review. All right, so here we have the stories, the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine for the week of January 20th to the 24th. We also have the people list. And, Chad, what normally happens here, if you haven't listened to the program, is we go through. Sometimes I make it through the list, sometimes I don't. Depends on how distracted we are with some of the things that are here and what the comments are from the various members of the peanut gallery. I try to keep a lid on it, and that's probably about it. Once in a while, my comments are worthy of note as well. So at number 10, we have a focus on Megxit and also the passing of Terry Jones. Harvey Weinstein and that trial, number 9, health care reform, immigration, various governmental reforms, immigration reform, number 8. Martin Luther King Jr. Day was this past Monday, so a lot of discussion about race relations on the air. The economy, number 6, some of our big companies and the problems that Boeing is having, what's that doing to the stock price? Did you see the stock price of Tesla? Anybody here drive a Tesla? Benson, you'd be somebody to drive a Tesla. Nobody drives.
Why would I be somebody that drives a Tesla?
No, he does.
I'm driving a GMC Denali 1500 right now, and it's
you're way too cool.
Than that.
Yeah. Okay. It's really it's way too cool to drive.
I've been driven in a Tesla, and it's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I was in a Tesla a couple weeks ago, and the thing that I loved about it is you can make fart noises. They've got games, and you can make each seat have a fart noise, so you can.
Oh. That's fun.
That is hilarious.
Very good.
I don't trust a car where it looks like you can actually host a picnic inside of it. Like, it's just, I don't know, there's not enough going on.
All right, you drive a Jeep, don't you, Rick? I remember you driving
a
Jeep.
Yeah, old beat-up Jeep gets about 8 yards to the gallon. Love it. Thank you.
8 yards to the gallon. All right. So anyway, the focus on, I suppose, the economy and the fact that the Tesla Corporation is now worth more in terms of its net value than Volkswagen. Toyota is the only car manufacturer that's worth more in terms of stock value than Tesla. And that's an amazing, when you consider all the problems that Tesla has, it's become, and I wonder about this, this is a good sidebar conversation, how much of a thing it's become, like a cult. And electric cars, along with global warming or climate change, that's all kind of cultish too. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. It's part of the virtue signaling and making people feel good. It's part about being where you think you should be because everybody else thinks they should be there as well. Mm-hmm. But and look, the car is great and amazing, but there's a certain cult-like atmosphere to it. It's not as big as those other companies, but as far as money, because of the stock, it is way bigger than all of them.
Yeah. It's kind of like people who were early adapters to Apple in the early, like in the 80s early, when Apple rebranded itself and came back out and everybody was like an Apple snob. You know, you had your clear divide between your PC and your Mac people. And I don't know, they kind of had that elitist attitude, but we all get drawn into the dark side eventually, right? We're all now staring over our Apple iPhones and looking into our laptops.
Oh, yeah. Tesla, though, is that Tesla learns. You know, and that's also a bit creepy, but it learns. And it learns, apparently, every 2 weeks it goes back and it learns, and it gets better. And that's fascinating. And it, you know, it has the ability, it could talk to your truck if your truck had the ability to also have intelligence. And they could
have conversations with each other about where the parking spaces are. That means they're both talking about Chad farting in the Tesla. My goodness.
That's right. That's amazing.
Well, and that could be valuable about, you know, how toxic it is.
Vince has been here 5 minutes and he's already disrupted things. Okay. So the Wuhan virus number 3. I was going to talk a little about Davos, but there's a climate change attachment to that. I don't want to spend too much time on that. I think, do we spend too much time talking about this Wuhan virus? Are we led by the news, by the news media? Or what?
No, we don't spend too much time talking about it, particularly with the Lunar New Year in China this weekend.
The year of the rat, by the way. Do you know that? The year of the rat.
That has a link to the Adam Schiff trial, by the way.
Everybody is trying to travel, because they can't, but everybody is trying to travel. It's the biggest travel event of the year, and of course it's the most populous country in the world. Everybody is trying to travel, so this is huge. And we're not talking too much about it because we don't know how serious it is. We're in the 20s with deaths now. Hospitals are turning away people with symptoms in China. That seems serious to me.
Mm-hmm. All right,
Eric, here's the thing. Remember this about the coronavirus. 30% of all colds are a strain of the coronavirus. It's which strain do you have? Mm-hmm. And the other thing that isn't getting talked about enough, when they say we're in the 20s in deaths, that's according to the Chinese. But the Daily Mail and a few other things are saying, look, this is far worse than they're leading on to be, because it's still the Chinese and they're keeping everything quiet. It's still a communist nation. And you don't know how bad it is, but think about how many people travel and how fast things can go nowadays. It's like that movie Outbreak. One, next thing you know, somebody gets out. If it is as bad as people think, it could get ugly, but I don't think it will.
Well, the
other point is that the Chinese have been covering up. Remember, when we say the Chinese, we mean the Chinese Communist Party, which controls information.
Yeah. All right. But the fact that there are 70,000 people in our country who will die of the regular flu this year, how come that doesn't get the kind of outrageous attention that...
No politics.
Oh, okay. That's it. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, and it's a homegrown flu.
We're used to the flu.
Yeah,
I think it also has a component of something coming from another country. I think psychologically that messes with people.
Well, you want to mess with the Chinese anyway. By the way, Chad, you can feel free to steal any of this stuff for your program if you need some help later on during the day.
Don't worry about it. I'm taping it. I'm just going to roll into it straight from there.
All right, let's get to the presidential race and the impeachment, because Jennifer has to go pretty soon. I want to get to take with her and the rest of you on the impeachment, because the presidential race somehow is the implied connection to those people running for president. By the way, anybody see the video with Elizabeth Warren and that can of beer this week? Did you check that out? She's drinking beer.
That was actually from like a year ago.
Oh, was it that long ago?
Yeah,
that
was surfacing. So hilarious.
Yeah.
Right. It is so awkward.
Doug's on the case.
It's so awkward, I know.
Yeah.
All right. Breaking news. Really, we'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
All right. The presidential race, the people who are still in, Yang is in fourth place, and so Bloomberg's in fifth place. Joe's first. And Bernie is second. Who's third? Who's on third?
Warren. What you're talking about is the Yang surge, which is trending on Twitter, and it has been for several days. And it's all based on a new Emerson poll that shows Biden in front, then Bernie, then Elizabeth Warren, and Andrew Yang in fourth place. This is the highest he's been. He's at 8%, so he's not burning it up. I mean, when you're looking at Joe Biden's numbers, he's at like 30%. So it's not a great day for Andrew Yang, but certainly he's going in the right direction.
I want to do a poll of the people who are here. On the DJV program this morning, we were talking about what the various candidates drink after Elizabeth Warren and the beer. So I asked the various members of my group what it was that they thought Joe Biden drank for liquor or various. And I said that probably Andrew Yang drank rice wine, they thought it was a racist comment. Do you think that was a racist comment, Chad?
In today's world, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, look, you know what? Again, it's not how it's meant. It's how it's taken. And you only need one person to take it a different way. And the next thing you know, you're on your way to, Don Imus land where you're out of here.
Are there more than one way to take that, by the way? I don't know.
Well, pretty sure it was I don't know why you think that is what I don't know. I tell you what I think is interesting about the race is that early voting in the Democratic race has started.
Great.
Think about that.
Yep.
And think about what impeachment's doing to it, too. You've got a lot of senators who now have the stink of impeachment all over them because they can't get out there and campaign. And this is an advantage for people like a Mayor Pete who stay out of it. Bloomberg, yes, but he's not really campaigning in the early states, so we haven't seen that from him yet. So
right.
He does. I disagree with you. He is running a race against President Trump, and it's a total misstep. He needs to run a race against the Democrats so that he can win the primary.
I think he's running a race that with Michael Bloomberg, and that's it. The impeachment trial, does anybody want to... This is the biggest snooze fest since not time began, but listening to your Congressman, Jennifer... Mr. Adam.
Why do people keep reminding me about that? I try to forget.
Well, your congressman could be Dr. Drew, because isn't he going to run against him?
I hope he does it. I love Dr. Drew, and I hope that he runs next time around. But right now, he'd have to go in as a write-in candidate, and that would just throw everything off, because I don't know that he could actually do that in the primary. But, hey, look, I love Dr. Drew, and if anybody that's mentioned running, he's got the best chance. So
yeah,
we'll see what he does.
Dr. Drew Pinsky, we're talking about, his radio personality, and also been on television. He actually did some good stuff with Adam Carolla. Back in the days when they were working together.
Oh, he's great. He's a really good guy, and he's talented, and he would be wonderful in this position. But
how about Adam Carolla for some political position? What about that?
Love it.
Huh? There you go.
Pretty good. Okay. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to move back into the chart zone. I'm Doug Steffen along with four. Actually, now we're down to three. But we might as well, as many people as want to participate in this thing, help yourself, think along with us. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. Rick Jensen, who hosts a midday program, gets better ratings in Wilmington, Delaware than Rim Limbaugh. Let's see, there's Chad Benson, who's got a fabulous career going for him, does afternoons at KTAR in Phoenix, and mornings he's syndicated around the country from 9 until noon Eastern time with his own brand of conversation, which catches some people off guard sometimes because he's that kind of a guy. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you're welcome. So we've kind of gone through the list here, but because Jennifer had to go, I wanted to get her ring on impeachment. The rest of you, what do you, Victoria, you always are very studious with regard to these sorts of things and find...
Am I?
Yeah, I think you are.
Go on,
then. Give that credit. I think that you are. Of the people who are here, and that's not to say that Rick and Chad aren't smart, you're very deliberate in your understanding of some of these things, especially if it's Washington.
This is a setup for a fool. Go on, go on.
No, it isn't. Well, if you want me to, I
was going. Go on. Let's see what it is I know nothing about. Go on, let's keep going.
You must know the impeachment proceedings themselves and how all of this stuff has gone back and forth. I said earlier, and I'd be interested in knowing what all of you think about this, that I feel I was a history major and I've always looked at things radio-wise. Political science was handy for me to have, and I was happy to have that degree because it helps me understand a lot of things that we talk about on the air. I have, with my rendering, having said that, the country today, in my estimation, is more divided than it has ever been since the Civil War. And because of the impeachment now, but I mean, the impeachment is just sort of a representation of the anger and the discord that exists. And I wonder, I think down the road, when you look at who would be president, is there anybody out there that can bring people together? But meanwhile, the specifics of impeachment, Victoria, have you been paying close attention to what Adam Schiff has been saying, what the Democrats have done to put the case before the court, as it were?
Well, I've been paying a certain amount of attention to that, yes. And I think that I don't think the Republicans are going to use all their time, I'll tell you that, because, you know, I don't think they want to use all their time, and I certainly
don't
think
to.
No, I think also that they're just not going to. But I will say this. Did you know that there is a candy desk in the Senate and that the senators from Pennsylvania are in charge of it?
Really?
Because that's where Hershey is. It's on the Republican side of the chamber, in the back row, on the aisle.
So they can have milk, water, and candy. Is that
well,
it?
Milk actually was only was asked for in 1966. What they can have, it started the candy desk in 1965 with Senator George Murphy from California.
Great
it is controlled by Pennsylvania. The desk currently has Hershey bars with almonds, Rolo caramels, Milky Ways, Three Musketeer bars, Palmer peanut butter cups, and Goldenberg's peanut chews. You're allowed sparkling and still water. You could have milk, but you're not allowed coffee. And that is just a fact. So
really, that's why somebody was falling asleep. Did you see the picture of Amy Klobuchar falling asleep on her desk the other day?
Why not?
Of course, that's exactly it. All right, get some play from Chad and Rick as we continue. We'll talk a little more about this, but there's certainly a lot of other things that we should spend our time on. Haven't gone through the people list to get to that, too, in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Review. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable act.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawyers for President Trump will start making their opening statements on Saturday. Wrapping up their opening statements on Friday, the House impeachment managers say the evidence against President Trump is overwhelming. But according to Republican Senator Rick Scott from Florida,
you look, I've been putting out tweets all day about what Democrat senators have said in the past about the impeachment of Bill Clinton. And these individuals have come down here and said just the opposite of what they said back in, 1999. And they've been doing day after day. So this has just been partisan. They've said the same thing. I don't know how many times I've seen Ambassador Sondland and Fiona Hill and all of them, but I don't believe anything they said so far is impeachable. But I do look forward to watching the White House present their case.
34 U.S. service members are recovering after suffering concussions following Iran's missile attack on a military base in Iraq earlier this month. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour. This is this week's overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. For fans of the News Talk format, we have three very recognizable voices along with mine. Chad Benson from KTAR in Phoenix. And also does the mid-morning program on Radio America around the country. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen, host of any number of programs. You can just go to DougSteffen.com. Just look through the list. Help yourself. The people list, I'm going to do this for a minute, and then I want to go into something I'm going to really probe with all three of our panelists, a specific angle on one of the top stories this week. But the list, the people list includes Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan, Harvey Weinstein, Greta Thunberg. Is it Thunberg? Am I pronouncing that right? Thunberg, right? Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah.
All the candidates are on the list, as you might imagine. Mitch McConnell is on the list. Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Adam Schiff, and Donald Trump. Okay, so this business of the number four item, climate change, I wonder what you think in terms of a story that hasn't gotten a lot of play because I think of the impeachment. There is a lot of concern among environmentalists. The president has this week ordered the Environmental Protection Agency to change the safeguards that have been in place for a while for streams and wetlands. There is a pro and a con to this. One of the reasons that I was moderately excited about Trump being president because he was going to drain the swamp and get rid of a lot of regulations. Unfortunately, in my mind, he's gotten rid of a lot of the wrong regulations instead of the right ones. And that's my view on it. There were too many, from the farmer point of view, because I am a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster on the farm, some of the things the EPA wanted to do, like declare a puddle in my driveway a waterway, ridiculous, asinine. The things they've done are craziness. So have they gone too far here? Do we understand what they're suggesting? And is this a boon or a bust? Chad, let's start with you. You have your Phoenix, a lot of farmers out there, a lot of agriculture in Arizona. So any comment, anything from your listeners about this? Do they even realize it's going on?
You know what? Everybody is in the let's see how it actually plays out scenario. You know, mm-hmm. I think a lot of that has to do with, first of all, we're in election year. But secondly, again, whatever happens now, you got to let it play itself out. I've got several farmers who live around me, and they're like you. You know, I mean, we've had a couple of huge lawsuits here about with the reservation and water that leads to certain places. So there's lawsuit after lawsuit, and the EPA's gotten involved in a lot of different things. And it's again, a lot of them
who's
say the
suing,
same thing you said.
Who's suing whom? The state
well, you know,
being sued by farmers or the feds? Who's
you
suing?
You know, it's a lot of, hey, you know that water under your land? Yeah, that's ours, you know? Or it's the Native Americans. Native Americans saying, but well, you guys are taking it. There's a lot of battle that's going on here.
Yeah.
And it's just, again, it's another one of those things where you've got the EPA, but and you know this. I mean, and anybody's ever been to California, other place, the states have their own thing, way that they do things. So you're navigating so many different things, trying to figure out what the hell's going on. And in many cases, it's just, this is why people get frustrated. And I was hoping he would get rid of some regulations,
yeah,
strengthen some other ones, but he seems to just be, well, doing what Trump does.
Yeah, it's here. It's like the machine gun approach. I will tell you, having owned at one point in time 2,000 acres of land in Arizona and understanding how the rainy seasons are there and the general understanding of what a waterway is and what's under the ground, you're right. One of the things I made sure to do when I bought that land was to own the mineral rights or yep. whatever rights there were to wonder what's under the land.
And that's
what
a lot of people don't understand
about it. That's right. They don't. So that's when the government can come in and steal. And basically, that's what they're doing, is stealing what is really yours. If you own the land on the top of the ground, then you own what's under it, or at least you should.
But people don't understand that you got to own everything, not just what you can see.
Right, exactly. All right, so Rick, farmers in Delaware and the impact of this stream and wetland change. What kind of conversation is about this in your neck of the woods?
I do talk with farmers in southern Delaware, where most of our rich and wonderful farmland really is, and they also have a wait and see attitude about this. They are happy that you're looking at a repeal of Obama's Waters of the United States regulation. They were very, very frustrated by that for the reasons you guys have discussed. And they're looking at a wait and see. They're also concerned about, well, how long will this one last?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before it gets changed by another politico.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Victoria, what's your read on this?
I always have concerns when we hear about something like this, when it's being done for a particular particular group of people. I suspect that this is not good. I just suspect it's not good. I'm concerned.
Not good for whom? In general, it's not good for anybody?
I don't like rivers and streams being messed with,
well,
basically.
That's a broad stroke. Rivers and streams being messed with. The rivers and streams have been messed with for as long as we've had rivers and streams. One of the things that the farmers were accused of polluting the rivers and streams, that's one of the reasons farmers think this is important, because farmers weren't doing this. It's the crap that they put on from Monsanto and some of these other companies, but mostly Monsanto, that runs off during bad weather months, or if there's heavy rain, into the farmers, even though they may have applied it, frankly, I suppose you can't plead ignorance, because ignorance, what they say, ignorance of the law is no excuse. But there are many things that are in the Roundup and some of these other things that Monsanto is having farmers use or selling to farmers. Farmers don't really know what's in it. And until it gets in and you see the fish turn green, you don't really know what to expect either. So there's a lot to all of this, a lot more than is discussed, frankly. I think it deserves a little more attention, but we're not giving it because we're too busy, you know, watching these.
We can only handle one story at a time, apparently, which is such rubbish, because we can handle more than one story and we're rarely given the opportunity to. And it's just so condescending.
All right, so Chad, you're new to the fold here. Give us a little insight as to how you run your national program versus the local program. Are the issues the same? Conversations the same? And if you want to take some of the issues, a couple of the stories this week, and use them as examples, I think people would be interested because they don't. We all know Rick from having been here for quite a long time in Victoria, but we don't really know you.
You know, a little bit more broad, obviously, on my national show. We get a little bit more local, really local. We're a little bit hyper-focused at times locally here. And this week, you know, like on my national show, I'm hitting impeachment, you know, once every segment, every other segment, yesterday. But, I mean, not hitting that hard like a lot of others are, just because I find it, you know, they're just retelling the story they've been telling for the last several months. We're not learning anything new.
Nothing.
So this hasn't been anything too exciting. So we're not hitting it that hard. But like my local this week, we've had a horrific story out here where a mother killed her three kids. And that's been a huge story out here. And she just moved out here, and she smothered all three kids while the aunt and the father were home. Nobody knew what was going on. And that has been a massive story. And, you know, and that became a national story, too. It was on front, you know.
I know, I looked at that, and I just decided I didn't want to. We didn't talk about it because I didn't want to. I don't know what what do you gain out of telling stories like that? That's the thing. And this is not critical about you. I just am asking the audience.
Here's the thing. I've joined with a partner here who's been in this market for a very long time. We partnered up, and he likes to be a little bit more hyper-focused than I do. I didn't want to cover it as much as he did. And sometimes I think we could become too focused on some of the local stuff that gets into kind of the weeds and the minutia. And, come on, Doug, you know me, man. Let's have some fun. Let's goof around. Right. And it got a little, you know, sometimes it's tough.
You and I together doing a program would be dangerous because all we do is screw up all the time.
The air, you're cracking jokes. We're like, yeah, that's probably something you'd get in trouble for.
Yeah. Well, no, I did it on the air. I didn't even keep it off of the air.
Oh, good. So this is your last week doing the show.
Yeah. Next week, you'll be the host of this program. Yeah. All right. So let's spend a little time, if you will, on Davos. What did, Victoria, I'm going to go to you. What do you think came out of that? And what do people want to know, or do they even care about this another meeting of the G8 or 9 or 10 or whatever, how many numbers there are there?
Davos is talking about climate. It's a big issue, and it's the biggest issue for business and finance leaders around the world. Mm-hmm. Climate is got the highest degree of public pressure on corporations by policymakers, journalists, and activists, according to an analysis of 6 million tweets by High Lantern Group, which is an analyzing group. Axios has exclusively reported on this. Climate mentions rose 77% over 2018. And so what's happening is that...
Say that again.
Climate mentions rose 77% in 2018.
In news coverage, you mean, or in general?
In tweets by policymakers and all kinds of people. So what's happening is that the biggest economic institutions have started advocating for policies cutting greenhouse gas emissions. Now, we're talking about the Bank for International Settlements, Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, major central banks, the IMF. So the Bank for International Settlements, which is the central bank for central banks, who knew, said in a research paper on Monday that climate change could cause potentially extremely financially disruptive events that could be behind the next systemic financial crisis. Now, whoever's causing it, who cares, they're getting worried because they're worried about the money.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's pretty much the bottom line of most every issue. We'll continue in a moment with a couple of final comments from our panel. If you're trying to lose weight, the only thing standing between you and your goal is the story that you tell yourself as to why you can't lose the weight. Do you have a goal in mind? Do you have a story, or are you just on the bandwagon because you think, oh, well, my wife says or my husband says I got to lose some weight, or my friends say I'm getting a little heavy there? No, that's not. You got to motivate yourself, or this isn't going to work. And the way to do it is to see how well other people have done. That's what happens when you go to Calitren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitren.com, or you go to Facebook. You can do Facebook.com/Calitren and see the benefits of using this product. Main ingredient is collagen protein and aloe vera, put together by three nurses who worked in a hospital, and they saw people coming in over and over again who were in trouble. They got sick because they were on the wrong weight loss programs. Calitren does it all, and I mean that literally. It does do it all. You don't have to do anything except take four capsules every night before you go to bed, eat a decent diet, get a little exercise, and in 4 or 5 months, you'll not only have taken the weight off, but you will keep it off. That's the secret, keeping the weight off. Go to Calitren.com, please. Use the DJV code. Get discounts on every bottle of Calitren. $10 off each bottle, as a matter of fact. If you buy more than three, the fourth bottle is free. That's the DJV code, helping you lose weight at Calitren.com. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the chart. Sometimes I don't stick to the story list, so I give you this information so that you know what the list is, specifically done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. At number 10 this week on the story list, Megxit, the story of, obviously, Duchess Meghan. Harvey Weinstein's at number 9 in his trial. Number 8, healthcare, well, the reforms being instituted by the administration, healthcare and immigration. Number 7, race relations. Number 6, the economy and some of our big problems with some of our big corporations. Number 5, tensions with Iran continuing. Number 4, climate change summit at Davos. Number 3, the virus coming from China and our relationship with the Chinese in general. Presidential race number 2, and at number 1, as it has been for the last month or so, certainly will continue probably for a while, is the impeachment. That's the scoop.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. With 120,000 Americans on the organ transplant waiting list, surgeon Charles Rosen says the shortage of donors creates a harsh reality.
1 out of 5 to 1 out of 4 of the people that I meet with will never get a liver.
Even more patients would die if not for living donors. They contribute about 1/5 of transplanted organs, such as part of the liver or a kidney, which 4 out of 5 people on the waiting list need. Dr. Rosen says kidneys from living donors function better, last longer, and can eliminate long, difficult waits,
which may be 5 to 7 years in many parts of the country, during which time a patient has to be on dialysis, which may be 3 to 4 hours a session, 3 to 4 times per week.
Living donors must be at least 18 years old, in good mental and physical health, with no alcohol or substance abuse problems. While family members often provide the best tissue match, 1 in 4 living donors are not biologically related. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
I'm now focused on your health, your well-being. I would like you all, as you think about losing weight, going on a diet, going on an exercise program, to please think responsibly, to get healthy the right way. What do you find people react to most positively of all of the benefits of using Calitren?
Well, you know, aside from weight loss, it is collagen, which helps you sleep more soundly. So we have a lot of people that take it for the better sleep, for the arthritis, for the joint pain. There are so many benefits other than just your weight loss.
Well, that's it. The main thing that we, especially this time of year, that we talk about is losing the weight and keeping it off. Free bottle, you get discounts on every bottle, $10 off, and you get a free bottle if you buy 3. So you're actually getting
that's
4
right.
for the price of 3 and $10 off. That's the deal from Calitren. The way to safely lose weight as you go into the new year. All right, on the people list, according to Talkers Magazine, the research of the folks that are there, on the list at number 10, combined the Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan, and also we have to put another important Britisher, Terry Jones, passing away. Harvey Weinstein's at number 9. Young Greta Thunberg, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, I think it's Thunberg, at number 8. Michael Bloomberg is at 7. Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton tied for number 6. Mitch McConnell and the leadership of the Republican Party is how they're managing the trial in the Senate, number 5. Nancy Pelosi, number 4. Joe Biden, interestingly enough, is maintaining his post as number 1 candidate, at least at the moment, the Democrats, so he's there. Adam Schiff, and he's droning on at the impeachment trial. Let's put him in the number two position, and number one, Donald Trump, the President of the United States. Donald J. Trump, the Donald. That's the list. You got it all down? You'll be tested on it next week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's time for our weekly rundown of the top five items in the world of technology on Tech Talk. Victoria Keelan is here to do the honors. I'll give her the. I'll set it up for you. You hit the home run, Victoria. All right.
Okay.
Number five to number one. First one has to do with the Disney country. A country, good. Well, it is. It almost is a Disney country.
I would love to live in Disneyland, like
Disneyland,
it was in its own country. Wouldn't that be so nice?
That'd
and
be very
no
cool.
Politics and no anger, and it's just the happiest. Happiest place on earth. Probably all coronavirus, so, but that's about it.
Yeah. Well, they're not happy about what's going on with these Baby Yoda toys. So what are they doing?
Yeah. So if you are in the market for a Baby Yoda stuff, you might as well buy it as fast as you possibly can, because Disney is on an all-out witch hunt to track down everybody who's doing anything associated with Baby Yoda. That, of course, is the character. It's not really Baby Yoda. It's just sort of been dubbed that by popular opinion. But that's from the Star Wars-inspired series, The Mandalorian. His name officially is the child on the series, but he's so cute. It's like take Yoda and the cuteness is on steroids. He's adorable. But so Disney has demanded that Etsy especially remove all the items depicting Baby Yoda, and they of course they're releasing their own line of Baby Yoda dolls. The reason that they didn't do it at first is because they didn't want to spoil the series. People didn't know that there was this Baby Yoda like character in The Mandalorian until. Few episodes into it, and so Disney said they didn't want to rush any of these products to the market because it would spoil part of the series, which it would have. So now they're trying to play catch up, and everybody else got ahead. And you can find right now Baby Yoda socks from Disney for $17, a sweatshirt's $35, t-shirts are $25. So Baby Yoda coffee mugs, all kinds of stuff is rolling out officially from Disney. But if you're on Etsy, you might as well buy up all the products you can, because they're going to be gone soon.
Number four, Mike Bloomberg says breaking up the tech companies isn't the right thing to be thinking. It's not the way to fix the problem, right?
Yep, Mike Bloomberg, of course, running for president in 2020, he has been the only Democratic candidate who's actually met with a lot of the CEOs in Silicon Valley. The other Democrats have kind of shunned all of those big companies, Facebook, Twitter, you know, Instagram, all those big tech companies. And so Mike Bloomberg went headfirst in, had a big summit, and basically came out saying that when Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, especially Elizabeth Warren, says that she wants to just break up all these big tech companies, he said that's not the answer. And he said just to be nasty is not the answer. And he said you have to have a good reason for breaking these companies up and how it would work. And he said he just isn't hearing that from anybody. He, like Joe Biden, is in favor of reviewing Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which is actually an internet law that protects social media companies from being liable for the content posted on their platforms. I suspect moving forward in 2020 to 2021, we will see a repeal of Section 230 to make, at least to have Facebook and these other social media platforms have some responsibility for what they're posting. But other than that, Mike Bloomberg says breaking up all these companies is not the answer.
Number three, as we head toward number one, the Smile Direct Club using non-disclosure agreements to kill the bad reviews that they're
getting. Yeah, if you're thinking about Smile Direct Club, these are the 3D printed teeth aligners. They're a lot cheaper than braces. They're also cheaper than Invisalign. Just be careful of what you're getting into because they get a lot of bad reviews, and a lot of people have even said they've had to go to a dentist to correct what the 3D printed aligners from Smile Direct have done. They've done damage. So just be very careful and just know they are making people sign non-disclosure agreements so that you can't post any negative reviews online. That's got to be a pretty big red flag right there.
Time to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Number two, AirPods Pro. The people who have them don't like what they're experiencing, it looks like.
Right. So if you are an owner of the new AirPods Pro from Apple, one of the big features of these new AirPods is that they have noise cancellation, just like Bose has been doing for a long time. Bose was really the first one out of the gate. Sony has similar ones. However, with every firmware update, the AirPods Pro, people are complaining that the noise cancellation is getting worse and worse. So if you have these AirPods, I would actually just say at this point, return them, because they're going to have to put out an next gen. Right now, there's nothing else they can do to fix them. I would say return them. If you got them for Christmas, they might still be under warranty. Take them back, get something else, and just wait it out for the next gen.
Number one, the Razor's back.
Yes, the Motorola's foldable Razr. It's going to launch on February 6th. It's a hefty price tag, $1,500. Pre-orders start on January 26th. And, you know, this is an entire Razr screen. It's one screen without hinges. The whole thing folds in half. If the rumors are true, then Samsung is also going to announce their foldable. That's going to be out on February 11th.
All right, there it is. List of the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria and Doug, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.